Chapter 1. How big is data? Just outside Memphis, an industrial symphony of machines and humans shuttles goods to and fro, their carefully orchestrated movements and identifying marks tracked by barcode scanners and chips emitting radio waves. Mechanical arms snatch the plastic shrink-wrapped bundles off a conveyor belt as forklifts ferry the packages onto trucks for long-distance travel. Flesh and blood humans guide and monitor the flow of goods and drive the forklifts and trucks. McKesson, which distributes about a third of all the pharmaceutical products in America, runs this sprawling showcase of efficiency. Its buildings span the equivalent of more than 8 football fields, forming the hub of McKesson's national distribution network, a feat of logistics that sends goods to 26,000 customer locations, from neighborhood pharmacies to Walmart. The main cargo is drugs. Roughly 240 million pills a day. The pharmaceutical distribution business is one of high volumes and razor-thin profit margins. So, understandably, efficiency has been all but a religion for McKesson for decades. Yet, in the last few years, McKesson has taken a striking step further by cutting the inventory flowing through its network at any given time by $1 billion. The payoff came from insights gleaned from harvesting all the product, location, and transport data from scanners and sensors, and then mining that data with clever software to identify potential time-saving and cost-cutting opportunities. The technology-enhanced view of the business was a breakthrough that Donald Walker, a senior McKesson executive, calls making the invisible visible. In Atlanta, I stand outside one of the glassed-in rooms in the 5th-floor intensive care unit at the Emory University Hospital. Inside, a dense thicket of electronic devices, a veritable forest of medical computing crowds the room. A respirator, a kidney machine, infusion machines pumping antibiotics and pain-killing opiates, and gadgets monitoring heart rate, breathing, blood pressure, oxygen saturation, and other vital signs. Nearly every machine has its own computer monitor, each emitting an electronic cacophony of beeps and alerts. I count a dozen screens, larger flat panels and smaller ones, smartphone-sized. A typical 20-bed intensive care unit generates an estimated 160,000 data points a second. Amid all that data, informed and distracted by it, doctors and nurses make decisions at a rapid clip, about 100 decisions a day per patient, according to research at Emory, or more than 9.3 million decisions about care during a year in an ICU. So there is ample room for error. The overwhelmed people need help. And Emory is one of a handful of medical research centers that is working to transform critical care with data, both in adult and neonatal intensive care wards. The data streams from the medical devices monitoring patients are parsed by software that has been trained to spot early warning signals that a patient's condition is worsening. Digesting vast amounts of data and spotting seemingly subtle patterns is where computers and software algorithms excel, more so than humans. Dr. Timothy Buckman heads up such an effort at Emory. A surgeon, scientist, and experienced pilot, Buckman uses a flight analogy to explain his goal. GPS, Global Positioning System location data on planes, is translated to screen images that show air traffic controllers when a flight is going astray, off trajectory, as he puts it, well before a plane crashes. Buckman wants the same sort of early warning system for patients whose pattern of vital signs is off trajectory before they crash, in medical terms. That's where big data is taking us, he says. The age of big data is coming of age, moving well beyond internet incubators in Silicon Valley such as Google and Facebook. It began in the digital-only world of bits and is rapidly marching into the physical world of atoms, into the mainstream. The McKesson Distribution Center and the Emory Intensive Care Unit show the way. Big data, saving money, and saving lives. Indeed, the long view of the technology is that it will become a layer of data-driven artificial intelligence that resides on top of both the digital and the physical realms. Today, we're seeing the early steps toward that vision. Big data technology is ushering in a revolution in measurement that promises to be the basis for the next wave of efficiency and innovation across the economy. But more than technology is at work here. Big data is also the vehicle for a point of view or philosophy about how decisions will be and perhaps should be made in the future. David Brooks, my colleague at the New York Times, has referred to this rising mindset as dataism, a term I've adopted as well because it suggests the breadth of the phenomenon. The tools of innovation matter, as we've often seen in the past, not only for economic growth, but because they can reshape how we see the world and make decisions about it.